last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
In the lowest deck, in the cargo deck, all have vents in every room.
I think it's vent time.
I think it's vent time.
But we can't go
Lieutenant!
Up.
That's right. There are no vents that go up to the next deck.
Yeah, we're trying to get the key, right?
Well, we have the key. Oh, you mean the disc? Yeah.
Yep.
The elephant key.
The one that the Medusa's got.
Yeah.
I can try, because you did improve my attitude to helpful, and it would be my pleasure to assist you, but no promises.
We can't allow anyone through here unless they have the access key for their room. I'm sorry. I'm from several different British locations at once.
Scotland.
Yeah.
We could slip something into his drink, like bring him a glass of milk.
Okay, some leche.
Like enchant leche. It with something.
With a little makes bit of sleepy. Like X-lax in there or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Funny.
All right. Is that happening right here?
You should probably do that in our room.
Do you want to just do it on the game table right next to the guy? And then be like, here, drink this. I'm just saying, we may want to consider some subtlety. Something.
Laxative.
Oh. We're going to poison him. We're going to poison
not
him.
Poison.
It's my favorite Hamilton
give
song.
Him some bubble
we're
going to
poison him.
So we're just splashing in his face and running, right?
Yeah, I think well, we should. Walk me through this.
It's this drink here.
It is this one for you.
Oh, right.
It is just
Cusco's poison.
Oh, right, poison.
I mean, it wouldn't be the Dice of Thunder without these, like, harebrained
oh, my gosh.
Schemes,
absolutely.
You know?
This is what we do.
I can do deception or diplomacy. They're exactly the same for
I
me.
I can do diplomacy.
I can do neither.
Or intimidation.
So
you want the milk, don't probably. You? Nah. You should drink it now.
You want drink. Milk?
Drink it.
Drink the milk.
You have enough milk
you.
Today, Philip.
Do you stay in the vent to determine more information, or do you head back?
I stay in the vent to
respect.
Determine more information.
Respect.
Okay.
That's his room, which means, isn't the key in there?
The key's on her neck.
Oh, she's wearing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to take off her head. There's going to be a fight in there.
All right, you go through the door at the end of the hall. We're going to find out what that sound is next week.
It's Medusa.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. I have a question for all of you,
yes.
my cast here. What is the one place in the world you would like to go on vacation that you have not yet been?
Ooh, Mars?
Oh, my gosh.
I said not on the world. It was part of the qualifying question.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so not Universal.
All right, we'll accept Mars.
I would never want to go to another planet. That, like,
that's why
it's just scary to think
I
about traveling space
on this world.
Okay, on this world, you know,
Switzerland.
You know where I've never been that I really want to go is, and you guys are gonna have to help me remember where this is at. The huts that are on the water.
Oh, that's in Texas.
No.
Maldives.
Was it Maldives
or Fiji?
Fiji, because and with the big old mountain, Mount Fiji in the back. That's not right, is it?
No.
No.
Geography is terrible with me.
Mount Fiji?
Whatever. Fiji water. You know where they get the water you drink from?
Yeah, I do.
But no, the huts on the water, just the fact that you could dive off into the clear, crystal clear water seems super cool.
Don't you have a swimming pool at your house?
You can dive straight. You can dive straight into Fiji Lake.
Yeah, Fiji Lake.
Fiji
yeah.
Lake.
You could tell me anything, and I would probably believe you about it.
That's a great place.
But
to
you
visit.
See it in all the magazines when you used to sit in the doctor's office and read magazines. The
Fiji yeah. Times.
So yeah. You want real places that we want?
Sure. That's a real place.
That's a real place. Okay. Sounds
that
real.
That is a real place. Oh my
Greg
gosh!
Greg has a picture in his brain.
Yeah.
And I love that.
This
no, I know what you're
for.
Talking about. There's also a place like that in Dubai.
I know you believe me.
I do.
It's Duval.
I'm just saying. You're talking about magazines.
Here's the problem with Duval. He believes you.
He does.
But he's totally
going
to mess with you and make you think you don't believe you.
It's a special skill.
And this is why he will always be welcome in my home.
Thank you. New York City is my place.
Really?
I've never been to New York City. I want to go argue with somebody on the street.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
While you're eating the slice?
I would eat a hot dog first.
Okay.
Fair enough. There's your argument.
Let's go get a dog.
I came to New York.
I want
to
get a slice.
I didn't want to eat any of your pizza. I want to eat a hot dog.
I want a
first.
Hot dog. Don't tell me what to do.
Instant argument.
Hey, you got to go to Vinny's on
4th. I'm not going to Vinny's.
You got to go Vinny's on 4th.
I'm not going to Vinny's on 4th. Why would I go to Vinny's on 4th? I'm right here.
They got the freshest cheese.
Are you guys
freshest
from
cheese?
Chicago?
Freshest cheese.
No, this is New York. What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
Come on.
Wait, is it Alfredo's Pizza or Pizza by Alfredo?
Oh, whoa.
Does it matter?
Polarizing.
Yeah, it matters.
Bora Bora, everyone.
Bora Bora.
That's where I want to go.
You're just making up stuff.
Look at this. I got the picture pulled up. Yeah, Bora Bora. That's where I want to go. Okay, go back to New York.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
New York's such a lame choice.
You better watch out, dude. The people will fly in.
New York is on my bucket
Where's the kid
list?
Who's talking about New York's lame?
I don't like being in cities. I don't even like being in Seattle.
Yeah.
But New York is on my bucket list just to experience it.
There's too many buildings for you to knock down.
You couldn't even get it all the way out.
That was great.
Get a joke all the way up before he started laughing.
Oh my
Total
God.
Rampage. I love it.
Amazing. Yes, Rampage. That was Rampage. I was thinking about Rampage the other day because I was staying in Fresno.
So good.
And that's one of the levels in Rampage, but it's like at the beginning. And I'm like, I was in Fresno. I'm like, there's a reason why this one's at the beginning of Rampage.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But what character did you play?
Oh, Lizzie.
Yeah, same.
I didn't care as long as I was playing the game.
I love the giant Godzilla lizard.
Yeah.
Or George. Either one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Jordan?
Oh, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Why Switzerland?
Because based on pictures alone, I think the most beautiful country in the world.
I agree.
Absolutely,
it's beautiful.
Absolutely
Alps,
beautiful.
Mountains. I love mountains. Luton.
I've always wanted to go to Turkey. There's a lot of cool places in Turkey.
There's a lot of cool places.
I'd love to see the Blue Mosque, which used to be the Hagia Sophia.
Oh, yeah,
I think that'd be amazing to see in person. And there's other cool natural places in Turkey too, like Cappadocia, where it's like natural pools of hot springs.
Now that's
basically.
Made up.
Y'all are just making that up.
No, it looks so cool. I'd love to see that. And there's some other like historical places too.
All of those places are real because when you play the Turks in Civilization,
oh my gosh,
you can build all of those places. So she's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Based on a video game.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to visit.
That's where I get my information.
Dewey Decimapia. It's near Kentucky. Where are you going to go, Scott?
I would really love to stay in Neuschwanstein Castle, which is in southern Germany. It's that idyllic castle in the mountains, but I want to stay in the castle.
In the castle.
Screw this, like, oh, we're preserving. No. Turn it into a hotel and let me stay there for crying out loud. Yeah.
Right,
that's what I feel about Hobbiton in New Zealand. Why is it not actually a place you can just stay?
Yep.
Here's who cares? It has historical significance to no one because you can't go in there and experience the history. So what's the point?
Wait, you can't even do tours there?
I think you can do a tour in like a quarter of the building.
Yeah, they don't let you go everywhere.
Because probably you probably fall through a hay floor.
Then fix it up. Oh, but we need to preserve the Well, in 60 years, there's not going to be anything left to preserve because it's going to fall into the earth. So do your dang jobs and make something interesting for people to explore.
Was that the castle that
Ship
inspired?
Of Theseus?
Was that the castle that inspired the one in Beauty and the Beast?
No. Probably. I don't know.
No, that's the one that's Dracula. Incredible. That's the Dracula one.
The Dracula one's got like upside down parts on it too.
Beauty and the Beast was like a French.
Yeah.
Because they're from Paris.
Parisian.
The castle in Disney's Beauty and the Beast was inspired by the Chateau de Chambord.
That's definitely.
My tongue didn't
Parisian.
Feel lazy enough to say that in
de
French.
Chambray.
Chateau de Chambord.
Yeah.
That's better.
Chateau Perfect accent.
Excellent.
Perfect inflection.
Add it to Philip's.
Chateau de Chambord.
It's also French a little
bit. In the Loire Valley.
You know, in Germany, I want to go to Nürburgring, the racetrack. I want to see that.
That'd be cool.
Because they have like certain corners where you just like sit there and watch everyone crash because they're terrible at.
Especially after watching the Gran Turismo movie.
I adore that movie.
It was a great movie.
Tale as old as time.
When the song Wash came on, when he's like handing him the key, my heart. And then he's like, you're going to be okay. Or no, he says, you're okay. I almost start crying.
The Creepstein Castle was the one that inspired Snow White.
Oh.
Wow. I'd like to see Venice, too.
This is New Schwanstein.
Venice is amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
See, it feels like a crime to not try to see that before you go.
Like the inside of the castle. Look at this. Look at this grand ballroom.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, amazing.
You don't
that's
get amazing. To see anything. You can't see
You're looking at it right now.
I'm looking at
the
picture.
It's not the same.
I want to go in there without a camera or any of that crap and just experience it.
Camera. What?
Camera?
What is he saying?
Am I not saying enough syllables for you?
No, what are you saying?
Camera.
Oh, a camera. Okay.
That's a photograph instrument. A photograph creation device.
Talking about like a piece of candy.
A picture. Camera. Picture device.
Camera.
Camera.
Take a picture.
I don't even want to wait for you guys to explore this room. Roll for initiative.
No!
Oh, look at it in the winter, though.
With snow.
Oh, that is
isn't that beautiful. So pretty.
Dope, right?
It's taken with a camera.
It was taken with a camera. In the Alps.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, castles are also in Galarian. Boom.
There, he did it.
You made it.
I'm the king of the hard segue. That's what I'll be known for when we hang this podcast on a shelf somewhere and forget about it.
What?
Aww. Almost as good as King of the Slams.
Not the Thunder Buddies, just you guys.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is my perception, like, nerfed? I thought it was higher than plus 18.
I deleted all of your bonuses. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Better than mine. Mine's only plus 17.
Are you complaining about plus 18 perception?
I am, because I feel like it was plus 21 the other day.
That would be insane.
I mean, mine's is plus 20.
Your nature check is plus 24. You're saying your perception check is only plus 18 and it was higher?
Yeah, I feel like it was, but maybe it wasn't. I feel like there was something checked that lowered it.
You don't. Right. Yeah, you don't have any debuffs on currently.
Okay.
So that's good. But
maybe I'm just rolling bad and it feels low. That might be part of it.
I hate that. You said yours is plus 20?
Yeah, plus 20.
I wonder if gunslingers get a bonus to their perception. Are you a master in perception?
I'm pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm a master in perception.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah,
I'm a master in perception. It's only plus 17.
Yeah,
but I'm a dummy.
Yeah, well, you don't have a high wisdom. That's both true. Do, and I think your wisdom score is plus 5, isn't it? Or is it?
Yeah,
plus
my wisdom
4?
School score is plus 2.
Score. What?
Oh my gosh!
There, how does it feel?
Oh my gosh!
Are we okay?
I am now.
Hilarious.
Plus 2.
I didn't have to wait that long to get it back.
Yeah, plus 2.
So much better.
Okay.
Just holding grudges over there.
That was so funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. Supposedly, that's gamesmanship.
What? Oh,
that's what we call it.
Oh, my.
I'm living rent-free, baby.
Well, I mean, I was already thinking about you. Does that count?
Oh, I have a plus 2 wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so high.
Me neither, but we're not changing it. We're not changing it.
No, I'm definitely auditing your character right now.
What?
But anyway. Shumfalo 5, you stand at a door.
A door.
A door that led to the end of the last episode. Because we don't know what's beyond. We'll but it see. Is unlocked.
Oh, incredible initiative.
Vark barges
Sorry.
In.
Oh, that gives you
plus 2.
Plus 2. Plus 2. Yeah.
But only while rolling initiative. Vark barges in? Is that what you said?
Vark barges in.
Oh, no.
In spirit.
His nose falls off because he's a zombie.
Oh, gross.
We've seen that happen before.
What?
The home game.
Oh, yeah. My first kobold turned into a zombie when he died.
Yep.
Oh, no.
He was a zombie kobold.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So we heard, not we, I didn't. Darnaru heard nothing. But
nobody
maybe
heard
singing?
Except a little bit of singing. Yeah. You're not sure what it might be.
It's Ariel. She got her voice back.
And her legs,
Look
too.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you say I'm the girl?
Okay. Jordan's a girl dad, but Greg, why do you know all the words?
Why does Greg know all this? I've seen this movie a lot.
Girl who
not
has
as much as he has.
That's true.
For sure. But I want to
I want to be with the people.
I just gotta let him get it out at this point, folks. It's in there. It stays in there until it's out.
There's a song in my heart. I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly. Oh, man.
All right. I'm done.
Very good. What would you like to do, Shum follow five.
Leroy Jenkins through that door and get it going, baby.
Is that what we're doing for
the
real?
The only one? No?
Let's crack the door open and
take
look
a little
inside.
Peek.
Can I roll a stealth check to try to that?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are no fun.
How long has it been since the vents closed?
Just a few minutes.
Okay.
And they're doing
can't
their
wait
whole
for
cycle.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
can't go in there while they're closed.
Can't go through the vents while they're closed.
26 for stealth?
I have a stealth check as well.
You'd like to...
Nope, never mind. Never
you don't?
Mind.
You can't aid?
It's thievery. No, you don't want this.
I don't know how you could aid.
I can
me.
Aid.
I can aid.
I don't think this is aidable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's just open the door quietly?
Yeah.
Just do your own.
Or I start to trip into the door and he grabs me by the collar.
All right. 33.
Go ahead. 33.
All right. Plus two.
Ooh, okay. So that means I got a 28 total.
Okay.
Barely above a success.
The door opens soundlessly, and on the other side, you see a woman standing and looking out the window.
Oh, no.
That's at the very front of the ship. So this room opens into a massive, wide dining hall that runs left and right, starboard and port, the entire span of the ship. It's a semicircle from there. Very similar to the cargo hold in the bottom deck where you guys fought the Catoblopus.
Just less stinky.
Yes.
Do we see snake
there
hair?
Is also...
Sorry, didn't know.
No, it's okay.
Didn't know you weren't done.
I had to breathe. Sorry.
Whoa.
I know. A large wooden dining table, which stands in the middle of this hall, beneath an ornate and beautiful crystal chandelier.
Ooh.
There are glass statues... life-sized and eerily lifelike scattered throughout the area.
Uh-oh.
Most of them depict humanoids with an unmistakable look of terror on their faces.
Oh, this is her. She's about to get busy.
And you can see there are six of them scattered throughout the room.
Oh, don't look at her.
Oh.
Wait, did you say they were glass looking?
They are glass.
So she doesn't turn them to stone, she turns them to glass.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Well, we haven't confirmed this is the Medusa yet.
Brother, come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Hey, I'm yeah, saying okay. We haven't.
There's a lady in a room. She's looking out the corner. She's going to turn around.
She's singing songs.
Do we see snake hair?
And as she continues to sing, you see her reach up and pet a lock of her hair, and it
hisses.
Settles into her hand, and it appears as though she is singing directly to a snake.
Orochimaru.
That is at the end of the strands of her hair.
I wonder who she could be.
Point
and
of order.
She looks like this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she looks dope.
She does look dope.
Will you describe her for Gail here, who's listening?
Terrifying.
No eyes. Just ears.
Black skin, black snake hair, carrying a dagger with a blue dress.
But the snake hair goes up like it's like...
Yeah, it looks like she's floating because her hair is like everywhere, but...
Almost like she's underwater.
She's kind of got like a...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like... A bell from Beauty and the Beast outfit on.
She's got like a Bridgerton thing going.
Yeah, with
she's
a leather totally, doublet.
Yeah.
She looks like she could be in Lies of P.
Don't start talking about
it. Oh, yeah, she does, but nobody got that reference.
Because nobody plays
nobody
that game.
Nobody played that game.
Greg got
correct.
It.
I hate all of you.
Good Greg job. Good job, only Greg, for getting that reference.
Fantastic game.
DLC's coming out.
Yeah. You know, point of order, this is Pathfinder, so how do we know the Medusa doesn't turn her victims into glass?
Brother.
That's what he just said.
Dude.
What?
Yeah, Duval literally
when?
Just
where?
Said that.
No.
You
no.
weren't in the room. He was
I
out was, of the room in his
I,
head.
I left.
His body was here. His brain was somewhere else.
You know, we talk over each other all the time.
It's true.
Probably
no
was
one
listening.
Was talking. Yeah, nobody was talking when he said no. that, though.
I heard it clear.
Same.
I even was like, I should give him a hero point for that. I probably will later.
You all are gaslamping me now.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Who says gaslamping?
Yeah. Somebody.
Man. People from the 1700s used it all the time.
That was gas candling.
believe me when I say that no one has ever used the term gaslamping, okay? That's ridiculous.
You're so offended.
It's so ridiculous. Can you believe this guy?
It's so great.
That's so funny.
To the year joke!
I love it.
Love it when it comes full circle. That's what we see?
Do you want me to say that she just also tauntingly plays with the clockwork key around her neck?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah.
Well, she tauntingly plays with a clockwork key draped ever so precariously around her little waif neck.
So if she's taunting, that means she knows we're in the room.
No, I'm just screwing with you guys.
Okay. I want to do a perception check.
On?
on her. I want to know how to kill her.
We need to do a recall knowledge.
Yeah.
Recall
knowledge. That's going to have to happen in combat.
Okay.
Should I try to sneak up there and steal a thing to sneak from up around her neck?
Stab her and take her freaking head off.
I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Sneak up behind her.
Well, Darnayru, if that's what you'd like to do, you take can roll off. A stealth check.
Just be ready to come running in there when I fail this. Okay. Switching over to red
You're
wine.
So positive.
Switching to red wine. Oh, okay, so I'm just rolling stealth.
That's it. Just okay. Stealth.
Take a deep breath. Fart a little bit if you got to.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
As a question.
Oh my gosh!
What did you roll?
A natty 3.
How does that do?
He trips into the room.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, it's a 23 total.
23 is good.
No, it's not.
You're rolling against a perception DC, right? Of anything that might might look at you. You know, yeah. You step into the room. 5 feet into the room here is one of these glass statues, and you get up close to it. It's pretty unnerving as you have to walk by it in order to make your way towards this woman, right? And you're not too pleased with the way that it looks. You see another one 10 feet to your left and another one 15 feet further into the room, and they do have this just horrified look on their face, and you step precariously around this thing.
Scary.
And as you get about 5 or so more feet, you pass that creature, and it reaches out and grabs you by the collar.
The glass thing?
The glass sculpture reaches out and grabs you by the collar.
We got to kill these things.
And now I need all of you to roll for initiative.
No.
And you're going to keep that roll that you made for stealth will be your initiative.
For my initiative? Roll. Okay. Yep.
Do we get a bonus from...
Yeah,
do I get the plus one?
You guys
one?
Should all get your scouting bonus, so yes, okay. You will get a plus one to that, Greg.
I really wish I had rolled better.
Ixil, what'd you get?
30 total.
Luton?
37.
It's a measly 37.
Kiwe?
23.
Hey, welcome to the 23 club. 23 and me.
Hero Lab agrees with you. And 23, everybody added one?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
If I add one to mine, it's 24.
You're the guy with the ability.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I couldn't add the 20.
38, then.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Luton, you see this happen through the doorway that's been opened, and you immediately recognize that whatever this glass thing is has come to life, and initiative begins.
Okay.
And it is Luton who won the initiative with her 38, incredibly high roll. You see Darnayru in danger here.
The first thing I would like to do is recall knowledge on the glass creatures.
All right. Roll
Or does it count towards Medusa, too?
It, one or the other.
Okay. I'll roll for the creatures.
Arcana or nature to identify.
Oh, I have to roll nature?
Yeah, for recall knowledge, you're rolling a skill. You can keep the same dice roll and just add your nature check.
I am. 41.
41.
There you go. How's that?
This is a glass sentry.
Oh.
Okay.
Normally, you would see something like this, an earth elemental type of creature that would be made of sand. But in this case, it is a person who has been literally turned into a living glass sculpture.
Whoa.
That's what I was afraid of.
And even though it is moving and is automated, its face doesn't change and it still has that locked in look of terror.
That is evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you a few things about
this. Tell
me
how to free the person inside.
You would need a spell, which would, the normal spell is stone to flesh. Mm. That would apply in this case. These folks have been permanently petrified, and this one is animated.
So if I kill the sentry, does it kill the person?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Some things need to happen.
I can tell you other information about the thing.
What are they... Week two.
You critically succeeded at your recall knowledge check, so I can give you a...
Tell me everything.
All kinds of info. They are elementals. That's their type. And so they have some elemental immunities. They are immune to bleed, paralysis, poison, and sleep.
Yeah.
I can tell you they have no weaknesses. Hmm. Oh, actually, I think these ones do.
I think they're weak to being shot.
I think you're right.
Yep.
This is glass.
By a blunderbuss, specifically.
They're weak to molten fire.
No, they are not particularly weak or strong against anything.
Just immune to those four things.
Yeah, just immune to those few things, which is odd because they are made of glass, and a lot of times things that are made of glass are weak to things like sonic damage.
Right.
But these are not, and I'll give you either their weakest or their strongest save.
Weakest save.
Their weakest save is their reflex save.
Awesome.
Let's go.
Okay. And they are level 7 creatures, which is why you're getting so much information, just so you know.
Level 7.
There's a lot of them, though.
Glass sentry. Well, there's one that's got a hold of Darnayr.
Does he flavor have a got a hold of me, or, like, am I restrained?
We'll deal with that on your turn, I suppose.
Okay.
But that's what you're dealing with, Luton. That's your first action.
Command Kal-El is 2 actions, or 1? Okay, I'd like to roll a recall knowledge check on Medusa.
Okay. That one's a little harder, and hold on a second before you toss your dice. I want to tell you which die to use. She is a humanoid. I believe she might have one other type.
No aiding in combat, right?
Yeah, this one can't be aided because it is a combat action. If you prepare to aid on your turn ahead of time, you could.
Oh.
But that's okay. Yeah, she's a humanoid, so it will be society.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I don't think she would. If your society's not trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was something that you guys were like, if it was some crazy abomination creature that you didn't know what type it was right off the top of your head, I would say you would waste your action. But I think that you can see that she's a person and she has the humanoid type just by looking at her. So
here's what I know about animated things with a big controller in the room. When we've taken them out in the past, then all their minions don't work anymore, right?
Are you saying we should cut the head of the snake?
Logically, I'm saying I'm going to try to focus. Yeah. So Luton's like thinking about this.
Yeah. You can say this out loud too. Yeah. Speaking is a free action.
So I think we should take her out and then her minions will fall.
I'm willing to try that for sure.
And
a wise plan.
She's
blue
a humanoid.
One.
Yeah. So you still have 2 actions.
So Luton's going to cast Blazing Bolt.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 action Blazing Bolt. You have 2 targets.
2 targets.
From where you are, you can see the glass sentry that has its hands on Darnayr and the Medusa. That's what I was checking.
That's my thinking. Okay. So I'm going to target the sentry and then bounce it down to Medusa.
You're going to roll to hit twice. Who's your first target?
The sentry.
All right. Both of these are at your highest base attack bonus because sorcerers are overpowered.
Plus 19. Okay, here we go.
The monk doesn't have that same benefit.
So 29 is my first.
That is a successful hit against the sentry.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So
you can do your damage now or you can roll to hit again.
Roll to hit again for Medusa. That is 31 to hit.
That
Medusa.
Is a hit.
Nice. Yes. Medusa.
Wow. Starting off strong.
Yeah.
Now we need
rolling rocks.
What kind of damage are we talking about here?
10d6 plus 5 fire.
Wow.
So you buffed that up to level 5, Blazing Bolt?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the time to do it.
Yeah.
10d6, and she's adding 5 from her sorceress potency. Let's make sure that's correct here.
Can you even hold 10d6 in your hands?
The damage increases by 2d6 for the 2 action version. It is a level 2 spell, and the base damage is 4d6 when using 2 actions. So yeah, 4 becomes 6.
Wow.
8, 10. 4, yeah, 4 heightens. 10d6.
So many ones.
Oh no.
It's really
no.
rude. After.
This is the first damage on the glass sentry. You get to roll damage twice.
So 16 on the dice.
And then
plus 5, plus 3.
What's the plus 3 from?
For my potent sorcery.
That should be the plus 5. Casting it at level 5, you get the spell level as bonus damage.
Okay.
So 21.
So 21.
21.
Okay.
Sick.
Direct hit. You blast it right in the back.
Okay. Now Medusa.
Yep. 10d6.
No ones.
I know. I got almost all ones.
Let's get a double
35
Yahtzee.
35 is the average damage here, so.
Okay, here we go. That's better.
That's a lot.
What if it was 2 Yahtzees,
21
though?
Is so low.
I know. For
16 yeah. on 10d6. Yeah.
32.
That's a little bit more like it. So 37 total. Huge.
Nice.
And you guys are monsters. Okay.
And that's my whole turn.
Kal-El has a bonus action.
Great turn.
But he cannot do his cat pounce because he has to squeeze through a door, which would be difficult terrain, and that would stop him from being
I
able to do that.
I think in this case he would stay put, probably.
All right. Kal-El, just so you know, Gail, is in the back of the group. So the marching order going through the door, which we never talked about, and that's my bad. Darnayr was right in front of the door. Ixil was to his left in the 10-foot hallway. Behind Darnayr was Kibwe with Luton to Kibwe's left. So they were in a 10x10 square. And then behind all of them, taking up his own 10x10 square, is Kal-El.
Yep.
20 feet of Shumfalo 5.
We're thick boys.
It is Ixel's turn now as we get into more combat.
First thing Ixel is going to do is hone his claws.
Hone.
Wow.
But you said these things are resistant to bleed?
They are immune.
Immune, yeah.
Immune, okay.
They have no blood.
It's not going to help for these, but it might help against the Medusa. It basically gives me a 1d6 of bleed damage.
Great. Please continue your turn.
Then I'm going to step in behind this glass sentry, flank him, and then Fury of Blows.
So that's a 15-foot movement. You move around the glass sentry. It does not take a strike at you as you move through its threatened square.
32 to hit first strike.
That is a hit.
That is 12 damage.
All right.
Can I opportune backstab?
You can.
Second to hit is 24.
That is a miss.
Okay.
And then I need a fortitude save.
36.
36 what?
Fortitude save?
I need a fortitude save.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were telling me. I thought you said I need a fortitude.
Oh, like from
like you.
You
need one from me. Sorry.
This glass sentry needs to make a fortitude save. It passed.
Yes. What'd you roll?
Enough to pass your DC.
Get out of here.
And okay. I'm still the GM.
All right.
What was the damage you did? One?
12.
Okay. Good damage. No stun.
No stun.
Opportune backstab.
I only rolled a 27 to hit. Not
that
sure.
is a hit.
Okay, all right. Sweet.
You are flanking, don't forget. So let this thing is off on. Guard.
Off guard. Rolling for damage. 25 damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
None of that's bleed, right?
None of that's bleed.
25 damage. That's pretty good. Okay, the sentry that has a hold of Darnayru, or flavorfully had a hold of Darnayru, is actually going to try to grab Darnayru this time.
Mm.
So I believe that is an athletics check against your fortitude DC, 35.
That's success.
Okay, so you are grabbed.
Okay, let me put on grabbed.
And now I am going to strike you.
Get your hands off of me.
Yes. It just stares at you with that horrifying face. I'm going to attack you with a fist attack. That is a 26 to hit.
Yeah.
Because I have you grabbed.
Because you have me grabbed. Yeah, it's tied.
Oh,
fact.
No. Debuffs. Advanced tactics. I do 18 damage.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
I have one more action. Let's strike again. It grabbed you. It's going to punch you twice.
Punch.
Natty one. Okay.
Yeah.
That is the end of my turn. It is Darnayru's turn.
My turn. I am grabbed. But I'm also already flanking with this guy.
Yes, so it is off guard to you as well.
So I think I'm just going to let him hold on to me.
Okay.
And I'm going to do... I'm just going to attack him twice. Or I'm
Sounds
just
going
to attack and see what happens. I'm just using actions to attack. Here we go. First attack. Natty 3. Awesome.
Total?
22.
That's a miss.
And rolling to attack again. Natty 13 plus 15. 28.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Nice.
And rolling for damage on the second hit, 31 damage.
Hey,
wow. Nice.
And okay. One of that is electric. I don't know if that matters. Oh, he doesn't. Never mind. He doesn't have weaknesses.
31 damage.
And let's go for... Let's just try to hit him again because he's low level, lower level. So maybe...
Three attacks from Darnayru?
A natty 14.
Uh-oh.
Plus 11 is only 25.
25 is a hit.
Yeah.
Because it's off guard, that is a hit.
Nice.
Okay. Rolling one more damage and 29 damage. Yes.
Yeah.
This creature crumbles.
Yeah.
I killed awesome. A human.
And is destroyed.
Oh, no.
Innocent person.
Look at that.
Okay, and that's my turn.
All right. It got in its licks, but it is gone. Dead. Destroyed. A heap.
That was fast.
Of glassy guts.
Oh, man.
No. Kibwe Nyoka, it is your turn.
Kibwe wants to do a society check. Aletheia.
Aletheia. I don't know how to say it.
Aletheia.
We've done this joke already, but I'm sick of these Pathfinder names.
Aletheia.
Yeah, sure. Aletheia. Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't
easily,
it?
Easily.
Please roll your dice.
I think it's Aletheia.
Aletheia.
That's a natty 20.
Aletheia.
Natty 20?
Are you serious?
Nice.
That's a 36
Fantastic.
Total.
Okay. Well, this is a Medusa. You can identify that clearly with her snaky hair.
Okay.
Medusas, you know, are known for turning things into stone.
Mm.
This particular Medusa turns things into glass. She has a petrifying gaze And it sucks because as I'm reading this, I realize that she has an aura that surrounds her from this petrifying gaze.
Uh-oh. Then I'm definitely in.
That Darnayru is in.
Oh, no.
And so I need Darnayru, who ends turn in aura. So I need one from Ixil as well. I need fortitude saves.
It's a big old aura. Good thing it's my best save. Not.
Please roll.
Oh my gosh.
Can I use the fortitude save I rolled earlier?
No. What fortitude save
did you roll? That's a wild question.
Remember that misunderstanding where you said I need a fortitude save?
That's a dude wrong question.
Just rolled dice?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
That's good. I liked it.
21.
21?
35.
Ixil, you're fine.
Yeah.
The Medusa locks eyes with you, but you shake it off.
Your eyes are beautiful, but no thank you.
You're not my type.
Darnayru, you're slowed one.
Oh, my gosh.
For a minute.
For a minute? That's the whole battle.
Maybe.
It is.
Maybe not for Darnayru.
No.
Is there any kind of immunity that Ixil gets from passing that?
Nope.
No, okay.
If you your turn in the 30-foot aura,
okay.
You are subject to this.
Okay.
We couldn't do anything like intentionally blindfold ourselves with like our hood, making them undetected or invisible to protect us from that?
There are ways to avert your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you take an action to do that, it's basically taking cover.
Okay.
You would get a +2 to your fortitude save.
Okay.
So you're essentially taking cover from the gaze attack.
So we could waste an action every turn to do that. Oh, okay. Right. I'm tracking. That might be worth it. Being slowed is terrible. If we just kill her, then we don't have to worry about the aura.
True.
That is true. Kiwi, you rolled so amazingly. We were on your turn, and I need to give you more information. So she has a petrifying gaze. Her snakes are dangerous, and they may be able to strike you in addition to her own self, and they are more than likely venomous.
Hey, mini-boss time.
I'd say she might have turned Ibrium into half glass. She might be the boss.
That's a good point.
They do love each other.
They look in each other's eyes.
Is it good for each other?
It's toxic. Oh,
it's a toxic relationship.
We have to rescue him.
There's something that...
We have to rescue him!
Fantastic.
We did you a favor, bro. Yeah.
This story took a big turn.
He's actually a victim. Yeah.
I can give you her strongest save or her weakest save in addition to the information I just gave you.
Her weakest save.
Her weakest save is her will save.
Ooh.
Okay.
William.
That's save. William Sadie. That's right.
He's one of our presidents. Yeah. He's one of the presidents. He's in
the 48th
Hamilton.
President. We just haven't met him yet.
I will win. Okay.
Two actions left.
I'm out of the room, and I don't have a direct light sight to her. Right. I'm sorry.
What?
You can see her from where you're at.
I can shoot her from where I'm at?
Yeah.
That's about 45? I mean, that's about 40 right there.
It's 40.
It's 40. It's 40, exactly. So what we're going to do is a called shot, and we're going to go for her head. And just remember, if I hit you, target is stupefied 2 until the end of your next turn.
Wow.
Such a dummy. Oh, that'd be great for the will save.
On a critical hit, it is stupefied 1 for 1 minute.
Holy smokes. And stupefied 2, right? Don't they both apply? Yeah.
For the whole, like, right?
So dumb.
All right.
So.
Roll to hit?
No, you watch.
No, you roll to hit.
Okay.
Don't hassle Beckett too hard there.
Too soon, bro.
2003.
It's too soon. Our season just ended. All right, here we go. This is a 22.
We're going to hit the ball. We're going to score.
Natty 20.
Ooh. Natty 20 over here.
Okay. Gosh, this might be it. Who knows? I was really hoping to get one turn with her.
34 total.
Ouch. And stupefied 2 and stupefied 1 for a whole minute.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Sorry, what was the total one more time?
34.
I was counting all these.
And there's splash damage.
And there's splash damage, 3 splash damage, right?
Ooh. And there's electricity.
So 37 total damage after the splash.
Nice.
Wow.
That is brutal. Wow. Nothing else got splashed because there were no other people even close to her, not even remotely close to her. Wow, that's awful to me. I didn't like it.
Just make myself a mental note, I have not reloaded, and that is my turn.
Very good.
Over here, pooping out natty 20s, baby.
Cult shot is 3 actions?
No, it's 2
actions.
Oh, no,
you did a recall knowledge.
Stay my business, Jordan.
Okay.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
That is interesting as we continue into this combat. And
keep shooting her in the face.
Another one of these glass statues takes a 5-foot step toward Darnayru.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Strikes.
Why?
You're literally standing next to it.
But why?
But 22 to hit on the first strike.
That's a miss.
22 to hit on the second strike, which is two different dice rolls for the same total.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Didn't like it. And that is the end of its turn. Now, something interesting happens.
Uh-oh. What happens?
As another one of the sentries in the room climbs up on the table.
Hasn't mattered.
Flanking Darnayru.
Oh!
We eat there.
And strikes. Darnayru is off guard to this strike as a third statue has animated. First strike, natty 20.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's not good.
That is a 50 damage.
50! 50 damage.
And you are blind for one round.
Which means I can't see the staring gaze.
That is true.
That is
not
true.
A good trade-off. Just throwing that out there. Blind. No, you said how long am I blind?
Blind for a minute. One round.
I was like, I'm effectively out of this fight, you guys.
Blind for one round.
Oh my gosh.
You're blind until this creature's turn.
Okay.
Again. So even though, I guess it'll fade at the end of your turn, but you're blind through your turn.
Okay.
That's the long and short of it.
Blind and down in action. Worthless.
That was the first strike.
And at 50 hit points.
Yeah, 50 hit points. Second strike is only a 20 to hit.
That's a miss.
That brings us to the Medusa, who points at one more glass sentry and then points at Darnayru and then delays her turn.
Uh-oh. Oh.
She just called hooty-hoo on you.
Mm-hmm. She did.
You need to get out of there.
We're the only ones allowed to call hooty-hoo.
Wait a minute.
This sucks. Darnayru, you gotta get out of there.
Yeah. Come to the sound of my voice. Okay.
And it moves 5, 10, 25 feet to get across the top of the table.
Holy cow.
Trying to cut Darnayru off from his exit.
Yeah.
And strikes.
Ixil, you gotta do something.
Darnayru is now in melee with three of these things. 38 to hit.
38? Oh, yeah. That's a crit.
Grief.
I'm going down on this one.
46 damage.
Okay.
Oh!
Don't worry, I got 4 hit points left.
Second strike.
What?
23 to hit.
It moved.
Miss.
It moved and strike twice, and that's the end of its turn.
Okay.
But now it's the Medusa's turn.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
I'm just checking something out here real quick.
These level 7s hit hard.
Seriously.
Even 25 half damage is a lot.
Does being blind give you the benefit of averting your gaze? Per the rules, I cannot find anything that says that the blinded condition offers you this protection.
Well, the whole point of her magic is that her gaze gets into your soul.
Yeah, you are unable to see, and he's already been affected by her magic before he was blind.
So he's good.
You're already slowed.
Yeah, for a minute. I'm worthless for this combat.
The Medusa fixes their glare at a creature they can see within 30 feet. The target must immediately attempt a fortitude save against the Medusa's petrifying gaze.
Uh-oh.
If the creature was already slowed by petrifying gaze before attempting its save, a failed save causes it to be petrified permanently.
Immediately. What? Just straight up.
After attempting its save, the creature is then temporarily immune until the start of the Medusa's next turn.
I was wanting to make sure about the blindness thing, though. You automatically critically fail perception checks that require you to be able to see. And if vision is your only precise sense and you take a -4 status penalty perception checks, you are immune to visual effects. So this is not a visual effect?
This is not a visual effect. It does not have a visual trait.
That is wild.
Let me double check. I'm double check. Oh, no.
Does it say visual?
This sucks.
It no,
does
it doesn't
say visual.
Okay. I was like, this has got to be a vision-based attack.
So he gets hero point then.
No. I mean, I would take one.
Well, hold on.
Dang.
Let's see. Focus gaze fixes their gaze. Edit. Why would you? You know what, Paizo? You're stupid. You're all stupid.
I said it. Hey.
Why would you put a Medusa in a fight with a bunch of creatures that can make people blind? Can't petrify them if they're blind because they have the visual trait. It's dumb.
That seems like
you're
immune.
You're immune. I hate it. You're fine. You should be a piece of glass. You're not.
Yeah.
We're going to follow the rules.
Darnayru is going to live blind forever.
Yeah.
Scratch your eyes out, everyone. Just kidding.
It's the
don't
only
do that.
Way.
Don't do that.
Fine. Fine. Visual trait. We will follow the rules. It doesn't make sense to me.
He's blinded. That's the rules. It's blinded. Nice. Yeah. Even go to Reddit for that.
My kitty eyes.
He's going to wear a mask and go to law school.
Oh gosh, yeah. Daredevil?
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
I'm a really good boy.
What?
It's not good.
Are you talking? It's okay. He's talking about Ben Affleck.
I'm talking both.
What?
Not a fan.
Anyway, Oh, I take back everything you just said. Waste your hero point.
Petrify this man.
I'm
petrify
trying. I'm this trying, man. Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
It's like CW good.
Are you kidding? Okay.
Same level as Arrow.
Whoa. I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Jordan took his headphones off. And he's throwing like up Arrow? In the corner.
Anyway, it's still my turn. You're not blind.
It is still your
I'm
turn.
I'm not going to try to focus my gaze on you either. So I'm getting my action back. Rawr.
I got 4 hit points, bro. I'm going down.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. It's happening right now as she pulls out a bow.
I was prepared to lose a cat today, not a friend.
Aw.
Sad.
Yeah.
Jeez, Greg.
It doesn't make any sense.
Man, that's such a great show.
So at the beginning of her turn, she draws a bow, and she aims it at Darnayru and shoots him right in his, right in his eyes.
Right in my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, 28 to hit.
Why is there so many ties? Jeez. That's a hit.
And now I need you to roll a fortitude save. Not because of a gaze attack.
Which is, I'm going down, so what is that even for?
For the poison on the arrow.
Stop. Wow.
As you take 8 damage and you go to dying 1.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, dude.
25 was my fortitude save.
Is he still rolling that same die?
Yeah.
I'm not changing.
Incredible.
I'm committed.
Good. Because you have 8 nothing damage. But good rolls now. Because you've taken
exactly.
Bad
that's
rolls
how science works.
Done a yeah, bunch that's of how them. It works.
Okay, I'm dying 1, and I'm... How does the poison work?
Gives you diarrhea.
it's poison leche.
I don't know how we're going to rescue you. We're going to pull
don't
you out of
kill
there.
Everything and then worry about me later. I mean...
She's going to keep hitting you.
Be sweet if I rolled good on a stabilize, but who knows.
You fail your fortitude save. That sucks. Okay, so Darnayru... First thing that happens is Darnayru moves an initiative to before this character. So he will not act in his normal spot. You are poisoned.
Okay.
This is legitimate. Failed his fortitude save. I know how to do poisons, guys. I may not know how to do gaze attacks. And I've tried to die on a hill because I was being a toxic GM.
Is poison stacking? Like
it's going to hit me.
Poison has a duration that it courses through his veins.
Does that push him down on the dying track further? And
if it damages, anytime he takes damage, including from a poison, he will go further on the dying track.
Yeah, it's not good.
We've got to help the kitty.
That damage does not happen until the end of his turn. That's how it's a just like persistent damage. Poison damage happens at the end of your turn.
But if I roll my save and I go down in the dying track, which brings me back to 0 hit points, but just wounded, and I take 1 hit point of damage, I immediately go down
to
from the
2,
poison. Yeah.
Because you're wounded 1.
This
that's
is
correct.
A bad sitch.
Not
he stole
not
my
good. With her second action as Darnayru goes down, she fires, I don't think she's actually going to fire anything.
How many actions does she get, dude?
She gets 3. So her first action was to draw her bow. The second action was to shoot her arrow at Darnayru. And her third action, she is going to move 5, 15, 25 feet around the corner from you guys.
Oh, what a...
She did get shot. So she doesn't want to stand there and get shot anymore.
Run away.
And does move tactically.
She's using her glass meat shields.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the end of round 1. And the end of a very tense and dramatic episode.
Oh.
Wait,
of
it's
the
my turn.
Dice of Thunder podcast.
It's my turn.
And this is a short episode.
I know.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
That's fine.
You got 4 hit points?
No, I'm dying.
0
no,
hit points one, over so. There.
We'll tune in next week, Thunder Buddies.
Oh, save me.
It will be Loom's turn at the top of round 2. Darnayru is blind, dying.
Slow.
Poison.
Slow.
And poison.
And poison.
Take a picture of that with your camera.
We'll see if he survives.
I don't see it happening. That's crazy.
You're next.
Oh, my gosh.
This is round
2.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to stabilize you on my turn.
But he stabilized me. I go to 0. I'm going to take poison damage. Somehow we got to get the poison out of me.
Well, I can cleanse affliction, too. But
is poison an affliction?
Isn't
I think it's just in that description of that ability.
Yeah.
Well, that would so be bad. Helpful.
So I could do that first.
Yeah.
So bad.
Touch.
It's either that or it's a heal, because a heal gives me hit points enough to maybe withstand a hit.
There's also a medicine check that can be done to treat poison in the moment.
There's a lot of options, so we'll...
I was joking when I said Leroy Jenkins in there.
Oh, you need to be more clear about your jokes, honey.
What I need to do is stabilize you so you can move and then back up.
We didn't Leroy Jenkins. We quietly snuck in there and quiet. Got
that's why
and got collared.
That's why the guy was like, come here, get over here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Here's the thing that's really crazy is we've only seen four of these statues move, and there were six in the room.
Yeah. Well, we've gone through one whole round of combat.
One whole round.
So there's a possibility that it's not six enemies.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry being toxic, friend.
You weren't toxic. That's exactly what enemies would do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I tried to petrify you.
Oh, yeah.
He tried and to petrify me. By making up my own rules.
And you were so disappointed that you didn't get to.
Oh, I'm still disappointed. Mega disappointed because I feel in my bones as though he should be a statue at this point, but he's not. So we'll see if he dies from poison.
No retcons.
No retcons. We're good.
Yeah.
We're gonna retcon Greg not liking the Daredevil show. We're gonna do that right now.
Yeah, that's so weird, bro.
You have to make a valid argument for why it's actually a great show.
All right, tune in next week, Thunder Buddies, to find out how well Jordan and I do that. We're going to use the toothpicks that I had my eyes pinned open with earlier when I watched Wicked to force him to watch. All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
See you next week.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.